Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for a look back on today's match. This is the Full Time Report with the voices of our Atlanta United, Mike Conti and Jason Longshore.
Atlanta United are brought to you by Piedmont Quick Care. One stop to better. Country Financial. Don't get overwhelmed. Get started at TakeSimpleSteps.com. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. Heineken, Aaron's, the perfect choice for your budget and style with top brands in furniture, electronics, and appliances. Scana, the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. Associated Credit Union, Equifax, proud partner of your Atlanta United and your local Ford dealer.
The home for MLS in Atlanta. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Well, another really well-played match. I think even in terms of excitement and action, there was more going on here today over 90 minutes than we had last Sunday in the New York Red Bulls match, and that was one of the more wild matches I've seen in a while. But Atlanta United, again, not good enough on the road. 2-1 losers to Seattle Sounders. 5 straight road losses for them. Keeping in mind, again, the important context that Seattle is 8-0-2 at home this year. We have to go to the charter. This is going to be a very short full-time report. We'll start with our man of the match brought to you by Heineken. The Atlanta goal scorer was Joseph Martinez. He was also the highest-rated player on the website whoscored.com. So Joseph, Jason, gets our man of the match honors.
Yeah, it's a great goal from him. I liked Joseph's, I think, ability to drop into the midfield at times and pull Kim Keehee and Roman Torres out with him, create space behind him. We need to see more of that. Atlanta United was better in the final third today. Joseph was a big part of that. But still, not enough chances, not enough shots on goal. And you need to see just a little more.
Joseph Martinez, our man of the match, brought to you by Heineken. Here were the three goals. They all came in the second half. Seattle opened the scoring in the 58th minute, just a few minutes after it appeared. Pity Martinez had scored for Atlanta United, but was judged to be a step offside, a call that we believe was correct. So it was Raul Ruy Diaz with one of the most brilliant individual efforts I've seen in my 2 years doing this to open the goal scoring for Seattle. It's headed into the goal mouth and cleared up to Gressel. Gressel, though, can't settle the ball, and Seattle will keep it going with Roldan. Back to the top of the 18, bounces to Ruy Diaz, pops it around with Benny Bowie, score! Golazo! One of the best goals I've ever seen, Raul Ruy Diaz! It was a brilliant individual effort by Ruy Diaz, but the ball should have never gotten to him.
No, and that's the story of the match. It's been the story of too many goals Atlanta United's given up this season. Ruy Diaz makes the most of it, but again, just sloppy in the defensive third. Overall, Atlanta United built out of the back and created things going forward, but when they didn't, the mistakes were glaring.
7 minutes after the Ruy Diaz goal, Atlanta United struck back on a corner as Pitti serves it to Joseph Martinez. Only the second corner of the match for Atlanta United, and it's Pitti Martinez to take it in the near corner as they attack the goal to our left, trailing 1-0 in the 65th minute.
He's got the short option with Gressel.
Instead, he'll go to the back post. Header, Joseph, score! And the equalizer comes in the 65th minute off a corner kick. 1-1 in Seattle. That was a marking error by the Sounders.
Yeah, shocking that Joseph Martinez gets a free run to the near post. I thought Pitti was going to play short to Gressel because Gressel had a ton of space, but your eyes light up whenever you see Joseph Martinez with an opportunity to get on the end of a cross.
The game winner, though, came 6 minutes later, and this was one of the really, really sour examples of backline play that Atlanta United has fallen into in recent weeks, and it's Harry Shipp to convert and give Seattle the game winner. LGP then dispossessed. Jordan Morris coming down the right wing into the box. Morris is crossed to the back post. Header, score, Shipp. Harry Shipp makes it 2-1 Seattle. And that would go as the game winner.
It's a very simple giveaway from Leandro Gonzalez Pires where, you know, you're tired, you're in a moment in the match where the legs are heavy, you did play on Wednesday, that's not enough. You can't have that giveaway in that moment when you're trying to get forward and numbers are going forward, because when you do give that away, it's way too easy for Seattle to turn it around and convert and get out of here with 3 points.
Shots were 18 to 11 in favor of Seattle. 6 shots on target for the Sounders, 2 for Atlanta United. Possession was 57-43 in favor of Seattle. Sounders had it 61% of the time in the second half. Atlanta United only won 44% of the duels, and they only had, 5 corners, 4 in the second half. Seattle had 6 corners. Statistically, Seattle had the advantage in most of the major metrics. It's very hard to beat Seattle here on the road. Seattle did not play Wednesday. Atlanta United did, but we can't continue to make those excuses now. You've got to be better, and Atlanta United is in a really, really bad spot now going into Wednesday. Houston did not play today. They didn't play yesterday. They played Friday. So they'll have 2 extra days of advantage, but I don't know what Atlanta United can do now with this back line, because you have Escobar suspended again, and we know Atlanta United's record without him this year. They have not won a league match without Franco Escobar. You have Shea hurt. You have Pogba hurt. You have Parkhurst out of gas. You will get Larenowitz back, and you might be forced to play him in your back line, perhaps.
You might have to play 3 in the back. You might have to play a 3-5-2 or 3-4-3 just because of available bodies, because you don't really have a true right back out of any of that unless you're going to play Julian Gressel as a right back, which Frank DeBoer did not want to do early this season, to play 4 in the back. He made that very clear, that without Escobar, he didn't trust playing 4 in the back. So do you go back to a 3-5-2 or a 3-4-3 with Gressel as a wing back? You might have to. And that's what's tricky about this one. Houston is a team that's not good on the road. They're going to come in angry after dropping points where they should have gotten a result against LAFC. Kind of fell apart as that night went on. Atlanta's got to pick themselves up. This was the game that we worried about in this next run of 4, coming off of short rest, off of the Open Cup semifinal, with the 2 home games coming up. This was the least likely for a win out of those 4. But you spent a lot of energy here. You were this close to walking out with a point, and you have that go away from you. You have to make it up in these 2 at home.
And the important part of that is Atlanta United has not lost ground in the East. Philadelphia lost, D.C. got a draw, Montreal lost, Red Bulls in New York City are playing right now. Amazingly, Atlanta United, if they win their next 2 home games, first place in the East.
For me, where you're at right now with Atlanta United is, one, you're in a semifinal of the U.S. Open Cup. You have to go win that tournament. You have to go win that tournament, win that trophy. That's job one. And you have to build to be as strong as you can be at the end of the season, because this team is not hitting on all cylinders. It hasn't been hitting on all cylinders really since the run of games in May before the losses came at the end of it. That's when they were playing their best this season over a stretch. We haven't seen that since. And outside of the Open Cup, you have to get right for the postseason. These types of mistakes will end your postseason run. And you've seen that too often from Atlanta this season, where it's individual mistakes and bad moments that cost you. And in a 90-minute, maybe 120, maybe penalties postseason, not 2 legs, individual mistakes are glaring and magnified.
So we will be on the air Wednesday night, 6:30 from Mercedes-Benz Stadium for the 5 Stripes Countdown. 7 o'clock, the kickoff, Atlanta United and Houston Dynamo. Then D.C. comes to town a week from today. We will have that for you as well. For our producer, Dylan Matthews, and for Jason Longshore, I'm Mike Conti. 2-1 Seattle Sounders over Atlanta United this afternoon here at CenturyLink Field. Thank you for joining us for this abbreviated version of the Full Time Report. We'll see you Wednesday night here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You've been listening to MLS action of our Atlanta United. Tune in for complete match day coverage all season long.
Atlanta United are brought to you by Piedmont Quick Care. One stop to better. Country Financial. Don't get overwhelmed. Get started at TakeSimpleSteps.com. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. Heineken, Aaron's, the perfect choice for your budget and style with top brands in furniture, electronics, and appliances. Scana, the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. Associated Credit Union, Equifax, proud partner of your Atlanta United. And your local Ford dealer.
The home for our Atlanta United is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.